of the World. Douglas of the World, international intrigue starring Jack Moyles as Brad Douglas, foreign correspondent. This week's adventure, The Murder Rat.
Come in.
Good day, Commissar.
Good day,
never mind the pleasantries. I have an important assignment for you, both of Comrade Krasovna, are you listening?
Of course, Commissar.
I fail to see how you can be arranging your coiffure and still be fully attentive. Is the arrangement of your hair so important?
No, Commissar.
Very well, then. Soon now, the foreigners will begin to arrive for the funeral. Some of them, unfortunately, will be Americans and must be watched. They must see only what we wish them to see of the Soviet Union. Therefore, they must have guides, let us say. You understand?
Yes, Commissar. Which Americans do we guide?
Only one. But he must be watched every waking moment. You will be with him always. At such times as you cannot, other means will be employed.
He must be very important, this American.
He is very dangerous.
An intelligence officer?
No, a newspaper man. You may have heard of him. His name is Douglas. Bradford Douglas of the New York World.
Something I can do for you?
Well, yes. I'm Douglas.
Brother Douglas, well, do come in, Sadie. I've been expecting you.
Thanks.
Your digs are quite in order, I think. That's your room there. Would you care for some tea?
Oh, that'll be fine.
How'd you take it, old boy? 11 on the hill.
Straight?
Right-o.
I didn't quite catch your name.
I didn't quite give it to you, you know. It's Farthingay.
British, hmm?
Yes. How did you know?
Oh, just plain old Indiana intuition, I guess. Are you here for the funeral, too?
Oh, no, I'm a regular British embassy, a clerk. Care for a biscuit with your tea?
No, thanks. Hey, look, was it just my imagination, or did that policeman out front check in somewhere by telephone when I arrived?
I couldn't say, old boy. How's the tea?
Oh, all right, I guess. I don't drink it much.
Pity. You know, I was reading just the other day, let me see now, where was it? The Manchester Guardian, I believe it was. Some medical chap or other was saying that tea was the ideal stimulant for intellectuals. Far better than coffee.
Well, I guess I'm no intellectual. I like coffee. Yeah, that wouldn't be another policeman out in back, would
it? I expect it would.
In other words, we can't make a move without somebody knowing about it.
Yeah, you might say that. More tea?
No, thanks. Just the two of us in this house, then, outside of the boys in the sentry boxes.
Yeah, well, not quite. There are some Russians living in the basement.
A basement? A whole family?
Several families, I'd venture to say. There must be 40 or more of them.
Hmm. How do they come and go?
Through a side entrance.
And we never see them?
Oh, no.
You've never gone down to the basement?
Certainly not. It's against the rules. We're to have no commerce with them.
I see. Sort of an iron floor, huh?
I beg your pardon?
Maybe it wasn't funny at that. Look, just between the two of us, how do I go about...
Oh, the bear!
Hmm?
That's right over here, all right? This way. Is it this way? How remiss of me not to show you. Here we are. Hot and cold water. And a shower. Well, really, most fortunate, you know.
Yeah, I suppose we are. But...
Do you sing while in your bath? I do. On the road to Mandalay.
Tom, what's going on here? What's the idea?
The idea, my dear old Douglas, is that we are wired. We have a flying fish's play.
What? Why?
Every room in the house, including the bath, and that's the reason for the noise.
Telephone's tapped, too?
Indubitably.
Well, what for?
I dare say it's because they don't question. Where the flying fish's play.
Anything else I should know?
And the dawn comes out like thunder. Only that they'll probably have a plainclothes man following you.
How they climb across the bay.
Following me? You're joking, Father and Gay.
I am not. By the way, my name is Harold Olby.
Okay, Father and Gay Olby.
Harold.
Harold. How's that?
It's very jolly. And I shall call you Bradford.
If you must. That our door?
Yes. I'll get it. Hello.
Mr. Bradford Doblet?
No, but coming, don't you? Bradford? Bradford, old boy, you've got company.
Me? I don't know anybody in Moscow.
You do now. And don't say I didn't warn you. Tata, old boy.
Tata. Hello.
How do you do, Mr. Douglas? May I introduce myself? I am Natalia Krasovna.
Hello, Natalie.
You may call me Comrade Krasovna.
If you insist. What may I call your little friend?
This is Comrade Ilyich.
Peter Ilyich.
Hello, Pete. What can I do for you?
Nothing. We have come to do something for you.
Huh?
We are to be your guides.
Well, that's real sweet of you kids, but I wouldn't think of putting you to all that trouble. It's all the same with you. I'll just pick up a map of the city at the corner filling station.
In the first place, Mr. Douglas, there is no filling station at the corner. And in the second place, even if there were, you could not pick up a map of Moscow for the simple reason that there are no maps of Moscow.
And in the third place, it's not all the same with you, huh?
Mr. Douglas.
I will handle this, Comrade Ilyich.
Very well.
Mr. Douglas, do you have any objections to us as guides?
Oh, not at all. Underneath that severe exterior, I'm sure you're quite a dish of shashlik.
What would you care to see first?
One of your atomic energy plants at Dunekli.
I beg your pardon.
Or a slave labor camp.
Mr. Douglas.
How about the Kremlin?
Impossible. Even we have not been inside the Kremlin.
Why not? I've been in the White House.
You, huh?
It's not to make a fool of yourself. Can't you see he's pulling our legs?
Are you, Mr. Douglas?
A little. But who could resist it when the gams are as shapely as Comrade Krasovna?
You're wasting your time, Mr. Douglas. Communist men are above bourgeois Western flattery.
And the only reason you're blushing is because the color is patriotic. Okay, baby, have it your way. But I still say they're good-looking gams, eh, Pete?
Mr. Douglas, I must ask you... Ilyich, what are you looking at?
Nothing, comrade. Shall we be going?
Yes. Are you ready, Mr. Douglas?
I guess so. Where does the tour start?
We shall take you to see Pravda first. As a journalist, you should be interested in seeing how a really good newspaper is operated.
Yeah, anything you say, legs.
Mr. Douglas, Ilyich, will you please stop gawking at my extremities?
Yes, comrade.
Now follow me, both of you.
Anything you say, honey.
Well, Mr. Douglas, have you ever in your life seen anything like it?
Never.
Mr. Douglas, I must ask you not to look at me in that way.
In what way, honey?
As if I were a dish of shashlik.
Sure, honey. Now, what were you saying, Scoop, or is it Comrade Scoop?
I'm generally referred to as Comrade Editor.
Oh, yeah. Now, what were you saying, Flash, or is it Comrade Scoop?
Comrade Editor.
Oh, yes. What was it you were saying?
I was saying... Now, I do not remember what I was saying. You are confused.
You were saying what a great newspaper Pravda is. Don't you agree, Mr. Douglas?
Oh, yes. Great. All four pages of it. Great little paper. One page of news and three pages of fan mail to Malenkov, the new premier. It's a great little paper, all right. Maybe it doesn't have any comics or columnists or cheesecake, but you can't overlook the fact that it has three whole lines devoted to sports. Yeah, you got a great little paper here.
Thank you. Since it comes from a noted American journalist like yourself, I shall consider that a compliment.
Well, don't let it go to your head.
Tell me, Mr. Douglas, what is your assignment? If they're a newspaper man, I am naturally interested, eh, comrade?
Naturally.
And as a secret police, they're naturally interested, too.
Mr. Douglas.
Oh, no offense, honey. It's no secret. I came here for Uncle Joe's funeral, but I'm also here to find out all I can about the new boy, Comrade Malenkov.
Are your American readers so interested, Mr. Douglas?
They'd better be. This baby's liable to affect their lives more than the boss or their top kick.
He is a very unusual man, Comrade Malenkov.
You Americans would like him. He's an expert at efficiency.
So I hear. That your factory's going at peak production during the war.
Yes, it was a myth.
Of course, if they didn't quite meet their quotas, the factory managers were shot, or a few workers were sent to Siberia.
Only if they were absent from work.
Oh, naturally. Yeah, he sounds very efficient to me.
You're super efficient. How he cleaned out the party of that way. Hey, comrade?
Oh, yes.
Nothing stood in his way. If friends or relatives were suspect, they were executed all the same. There is no sentimentality in Comrade Malenkovsky.
Oh, I never doubted that for a minute. He's quite young, isn't he?
He's 51. Do you know that at 17 he was a political commissar in the Red Army? What a revolutionary he was. That is how he caught our dear departed leader's eye. He was his personal secretary for years, you know, before he was made a member of the Politburo.
He and Beria, the secret police, they're quite chummy, aren't they?
Secret police? Comrade Beria is in charge of internal affairs.
Call it what you like. They ought to make quite a combination. Super efficient fat boy and the gentle, bespectacled little butcher. Yes, sir, a lot of heads on a roll before those two lads are through.
Hey, beg your pardon.
How many Russians and satellite peoples would you say Comrade Beria has had executed or put into slave labor camps? About 10 million?
I am sorry, Comrade Krasov. But I will not stand by and hear two great party members slandered in this manner. Good day.
Comrade Editor, please.
Hasta la vista, Scoop. Come on, please.
Mr. Douglas.
Oh, Comrade Editor and I didn't hit it off very well, did we? Well, you can't always bet 1,000. So what do we do now, kid? How about a little entertainment for a change?
What do you consider entertaining, Mr. Douglas?
Well, probably the same thing you do, honey, but with Pete along, I guess that's out.
I beg your pardon.
Forget I mentioned it. Let's see one of your theaters.
There is a good ballet at the Bolshoi.
No thanks, Pete. Any good movies in town?
Yes, there is.
Never mind it. I will decide. Unless Mr. Douglas has some preference.
Oh, it's all the same with me, honey. Just so it's dark enough to hold hands.
We are not going to hold hands. Holding hands is bourgeois sentimentality.
But it's such fun, honey.
And do not call me honey.
Okay, lover.
Idiot, what are you snorting at? Follow me, both of you.
Hey, Pete.
Yes?
This the newest picture in town?
Of course. Don't you like it?
Well, it's a little old. In fact, it's so old they wouldn't even show it on television back home. Oh, well. What? Honey, you surprised me. I thought you didn't want to hold hands.
Mr. Douglas.
What's wrong? Are squeeze too hard?
Mr. Douglas, let go of my hand.
Oh, wait a minute, baby. It was your idea.
Oh, this is too much. We are going. Idiot, follow me.
No, but the stage. Coach. It is running loose down the mountain.
Maggie, we are taking this indecent American home. Good day, Mr. Douglas.
Now, look, before you take off, let's get this thing straightened out.
There is nothing to discuss, Mr. Douglas. Elite, follow me.
Yes, Cobra.
Hey, but...
Hello, is that you, Captain?
Yeah.
Well, you're back early. How'd it go?
Oh, fine. Very instructional. Went to the theater, Pravda, saw how a great newspaper was being run. Yeah, very instructional.
You don't say.
I think I'll take a shower. We can talk later.
Right here.
On the route to Mandalay.
Something important, hadn't
you? Where the flying fishes play, I'm not sure.
Here, what does this mean?
What? Well, it's a sign of St. Vladimir. The three-pronged fork. Where did you get it?
Never mind. What is it?
The sign of the underground, the NTF.
And that was an underground in Russia?
Not many people do. I've heard of it, but they've never tried to get in touch with me. You care to tell me how you got that car?
On the route to Mandalay. She slipped it to me in the theater.
That's all enough.
Where the flying fishes play.
Mm-hmm. Smell fishy to you?
Not necessarily. The government is supposed to be honeycombed with NDS people. No reason why they shouldn't include the secret police. Did she say anything?
No, but that was probably my fault. I thought she was trying to hold my hand.
Oh, no. You Americans are always so physical.
Never mind the character analysis. How can I talk to her alone with Stammering Sam along all the time?
That is pretty difficult. Chances are he's alone to keep an eye on her.
You've got to be very careful, or it could be curtains for her.
You better sing, old boy.
Oh, yes. On the road to Mandalay.
Any idea?
There's not. But you'll think of something, I'm sure. I say, you always sing that song when you're laughing.
Sure, don't you?
Always. It's my favorite.
Hey, do you harmonize?
Invariably. Shall we?
Why not? Let's really blast the decibels on their dang dictaphone.
Ready? A one and two and...
On the road to Mandalay.
Mr. Douglas.
I'm afraid to say, Pete. Comrade Cartholme here might consider it a familiarity. See what I mean? She's got nothing to do with it.
Oh, you are mistaken. She's not angry. Are you, comrade?
No, I am not, Pete. Do you like the shashlik, Mr. Douglas?
From now on, it's my favorite dish, comrade.
Thank you. You see, I am very easy to get along with, so long as you observe with proper social form.
Shall we dance, comrade? Now, that's a social form, Pete.
Mm-hmm. Fine.
Fine.
How am I doing, Natalie?
Well enough. But be careful, or he will suspect. And for all we know, some of the other dancers may be suspicious.
Sure. What's the story?
Oh, I cannot possibly tell you here in the short time we have. We must meet somewhere alone.
Is that possible?
You're willing to run the risk.
Seems to me you're running the greater risk.
That doesn't matter. Will you come to my room tonight?
Sure. How do I get past the sentries and find Ilyich?
You must go out for yourself.
With the Russian room? Mm-hmm. Don't they kick up a fuss?
However, they would probably be so shocked to have someone, one of the foreigners from upstairs, or even they meet. That it would be 7 minutes before the informed sentry. By the time, it would be clear. Now, what do you say?
Why not? What's your address?
24 the Tina Street. 3 streets from where you're staying. The side entrance leads directly to my room, and the door will be unlocked at 7 o'clock. Do you think you can find it?
All right. Come on, the way, you're not a bad dancer.
Thank you. Are you always such a flatter, Mr. Douglas?
No. If you're wondering about your legs, I still think they're good-looking.
I think you're better to turn now.
Anything you see, comrade?
So, Dean, aren't you a bit on the nervous side tonight?
Not especially. Hey, bro, what time do you have?
10:15. Care for a nightcap?
Sure, why not?
Soda?
No, thanks. I'll just take it straight.
Not really. Well, everyone to his own taste. Here you are.
Thanks.
You going to bed, old bean? I say you shouldn't have had that drink. That's the cellar door.
I heard it. Hold on.
But Bradford! Bradford, come back. You can't go down there. It's against the rules, you know. You'll get into a peck of trouble. Bradford!
Number 24. This must be it. Douglas. Hey, look, can't we... That way.
Not a very pretty sight, eh, Mr. Douglas?
Ilyich.
Why do you no longer call me Pete? Is it because you think I may be the dangerous now?
Who killed her?
I did. And don't ask me why.
Poor kid. You have to be so ugly about the way you did it.
I had to make it look
What do you mean by that?
So it would look like a murder of passion.
I don't follow you. Why should it have to look like... Well, you...
I have a gun, Mr. Douglas, so do not try to resist arrest. You are in enough trouble as the murderer of Comrade Krasovna.
Look, I don't care what they say. I tell you, I've been framed.
The American Embassy doesn't doubt that, Douglas. You know, we'd take your word against the Russians any time if they've got you dead to rights.
How can they when I haven't done anything?
Douglas, you've been around Europe long enough to know how. Now, let's be sensible. They've got witnesses, sworn statements, fingerprints, doctor's reports, and Lord knows what else. All of which points to you as a murderer. I'm afraid you've got no choice. You've got to sign this statement.
And if I don't?
That'd be pretty dreadful, believe me. Not only for you, but for us. Think of the propaganda grist this would make for their mills. Lustful American kills innocent Russian girl when she resists his advances. Think of that headline across the world.
But I don't like being pushed around like this. Blackmail was something I didn't do. I tell you, it's not a... All right, I won't embarrass the United States. What does the statement say? How much am I signing away?
Well, not too much. You admit you took advantage of the Soviet Union's hospitality and friendship, and you apologize for it.
Abjectly, I'll bet.
Please, Douglas, it's not easy for us either. You agree to leave the country under escort immediately, never to return, and to print no stories about your Russian experiences under pain of, well, you know what.
That all?
That's all.
Sure, I've got no choice.
I wouldn't kid you, boy.
All right, I'll sign.
Everything in order, gentlemen?
You were listening in, weren't you? You know it is.
Everything is in order, Commissar. Mr. Douglas is ready to leave. What arrangements have you made?
Comrade Ilyich will drive him out of Moscow and see that he has put aboard a vessel leaving for Hamburg.
Did you say Comrade Ilyich?
Yes, Mr. Douglas. How cozy.
Comfortable, Mr. Douglas? No, I'm not speaking. How's you?
Identify yourself, please.
Comrade Ilyich of the security police. Here are my papers.
Is this the American you are escorting out of the country?
Yes.
Very well, comrade. Continue.
What are you thinking, Douglas?
You wouldn't like it, Ilyich.
You never know. Tell me. Or do you dislike me so much?
Matter of fact, I do. I don't think there's anything lower than the Russian secret police, Ilyich.
You are so green, Mr. Douglas. I liked you much better when you were pulling Comrade Krasovna's leg.
Look, how many of these stops we have to make?
About 20 or so.
We'll never get there.
That's true. We may not, Mr. Douglas. If you will look back, you will see that the sentry is reporting in by telephone to the one ahead so that he knows he can expect us in a few minutes. If we do not arrive, he will come looking for us.
Hey, what happened to your stutter? What are we stopping
for? Never mind that, Douglas. Listen closely. In a moment or two, some friends will emerge from the forest. One of them will dictate the material to you. You must take it down in your own hand. Now, that is very important. In your own hand.
Hey, but what's all this about?
Mr. Douglas, I do not intend to jeopardize our safety by drawing the sign of St. Vladimir for you. You must take my word that I am with the underground.
What about Natalie Krasovna?
She was a member of the secret police, a decoy to trap you in case we contacted you. Where are they? Why don't they hurry?
Look, I'm not following any of this. What's so important about it all?
It is secret data on Soviet atomic energy. We want to get it out of the country. You cannot risk smuggling it out with one of our agents. You're our only safe means.
That's what you think. Here comes that sentry from up ahead.
Douglas, I dislike doing this, but the situation calls for drastic action.
What? You can't do that.
Idiot! Why have you stopped?
The Americans tried to overpower me. I was forced to knock him unconscious.
So? Why do you sit here now?
Because I discovered he was too... meet members of the underground.
Underground? How many?
A great many, I think. You had better get help. If they come, I will do my best.
Very well. But do not move.
I won't.
Douglas. Douglas, wake up. Come, Douglas.
It's all well.
I'm Grigori. Yes, hurry. Where have you been?
We've gone to trouble. What's wrong with the American?
I've had to knock him out. Have you anything with you?
Vodka.
Good, Chris. Give it to me. All right, now here. Douglas, drink. Douglas. Come, Douglas.
What happened?
Who's he? Never mind. He'll start writing.
What?
Huh? Quickly, Douglas, before they come back. It's vital. Well, all right, Grigori. Begin.
As grateful as a kiss. As simple as Zinsky's life that knew no guile.
What is it? Do not ask questions, Mr. Douglas. It is part of Alexander Pushkin's epic poem, Evgen Onegin. Only we have changed it just enough to conceal the coded information.
Maybe so.
They'll be amused at customs and let it pass. Now write it, please, quickly.
Okay. But Zinsky's love that you know about was gentle Olga. In her dimple, one saw the cheerful moon smile. As fancy in the lock would trace Onegin's form, Onegin's face. That's all.
Good. Better hurry, Grigori. We should be back any moment now.
Yes, Peter. Good luck, Mr. Douglas.
Right. Hey, what do I do with this stuff? Deliver it to number 13, Gisellerstrasse, Berlin. That is our headquarters for refugees. Can you remember the address?
Sure, number 13, Gisellerstrasse, Berlin.
Good. Now, let me shake your hand. I may not be seeing you again. Please forgive me.
Forgive you? What for?
For knocking you out again.
What?
They're returning, Mr. Douglas, and you must be unconscious.
Hey, now, wait a minute. Enough is enough.
Sorry, Mr. Douglas.
Yes? May I help you?
Is this 13, Gisellerstrasse?
Yes.
My name is Douglas. Brad Douglas.
Go right in, Mr. Douglas. Our leader is expecting you.
Thanks. How do you do, sir? I have some papers here from a man named...
Ilyich. Ilyich. Well, thank you for bringing the papers, Mr. Douglas. I had to give them to you in case I or some of the others didn't get through with it in our heads, you see. Now I think you owe me a blow or two on the head. Please, do not hesitate. Hit me as hard as you like. No, go on, please. It's only fair.
Ilyich, old boy.
Oh, please call me Pete.
Okay, Pete. I'll tell you what. We'll call it square if you'll introduce me to that good-looking young lady outside.
Using the proper social forms, of course.
Oh, of course.
Jack Moyle stars as Brad Douglas in an exciting adventure that takes us to every corner of the globe. The murder rap was written by John Glehos. Music was composed by Earl Lawrence and musical direction by Michelle Perrier. Production and direction by Robert M. Young. Be sure and listen next week to... Douglas of the World. Bill Woodson speaking. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.